Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our lesson this morning is recorded in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 33rd verse. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. This is our text. We continue this morning with the theme that was established by last Sunday's gospel lesson about the 10 lepers. Only one of them, after being healed, returned to give thanks to the one who had healed him, Jesus of Nazareth, the Almighty God himself. And we see also from that it is from God that everything comes. As St. Paul testified to the Greek philosophers on Mars Hill in Athens, in him we live and move and have our being. Even your poets know this, Paul says to the philosophers, for they have said, we are his offspring. Now, about this God, we also say in one of the benedictions that comes from St. Paul's writing, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that is what we must confess about our God. Everything about him goes above and beyond our human understanding, and he has revealed to us only what we need to know. And so we stand before this God, humiliated and humbled, that we cannot grasp him except through what he chooses to reveal to us in his word. St. Paul emphatically presses this thought home, the wisdom and the knowledge of God and his judgments are beyond our knowing, and his ways are past finding out. And Paul underscores that great truth about this God by quoting from the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah, and also the words spoken by God to Job. Who knows God's mind? Who has God ever asked for counsel or advice? Who has ever given God anything so that God should repay him? And the same word answers all three questions. None. As Paul says elsewhere, there is none that does good, no, not one, quoting the Psalm. And that leaves us only with this: of him, through him, and to him are all things. In him we live and move and have our being. And of course we see that for that we can only thank and praise him. But do we? We do not thank him. The human mind would rather have focused attention on itself. Presume not God to scan the proper study of mankind as man, famously wrote Alexander Pope. In fact, the mind of mankind, and that includes us, has created a vast panoramic view of human power, human creativity, human independence and freedom, and human individuality. And not only has that made our human spirit puffed up with pride, but thankless before God, and has also led humankind to make a God out of itself, continuing to feast on the tempting words of Satan to Eve, "You will not surely die. You shall be as gods." And that is the root of the great divorce between God and his creatures, in which all of us have a part. That is our human condition. But God has drawn us back to himself through his promise and through the atoning sacrifice of his Son. His substitutionary atonement, one suffers and dies in the place of all, could never have been invented by mankind, nor can its love and depth be fathomed by man. St. Paul writes, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." And he also writes, "You who once were afar off have been made near by the blood of Christ." And this, you see, is the depth of the riches and the wisdom and knowledge of God. And it is because of this, not because of what we have done, not because of what is in our minds, but because of this, that it is not in shame and humiliation that we come before him in thanksgiving, but it is with the humble spirit of loving children who return to give thanks to the one who has redeemed and restored them. To him alone be the glory. Thanks be to God. Amen. We rise and join in the responsory.